Our most dear and revered acharyas disappeared on the same day in different years. Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, and Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. I would like to speak briefly about the most extraordinary life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who was accepted as the Prayojana Guru of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sanatan Goswami, we accept as our Sambandha Guru because he teaches us the means by which we can establish our relationship with Krishna. Through the worship of Madan Mohan, our attention is stolen away from this material energy which culminates in birth and death, and we become supremely attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna and his divine associates headed by Srimati Radharani. The Abhideya Guru Srila Rupa Goswami teaches us that through worshipping Sri Govinda, we develop the spontaneous taste for devotional service, engage in the practical activities of loving devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Raghunath Das Goswami, who is our Prayojana Acharya, has given us the highest realm of transcendental consciousness, of worshipping Radha and Krishna in the intimate mood of the maidservants of Vrindavan. So Raghunath Das descended to this world to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none different than Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who have assumed the most merciful and magnanimous form to distribute the love of Vrindavan to the world. According to Gauro Ganodesh Deepika by Kavi Karnapur, Raghunath Das was one of the very intimate Manjari associates of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and he is declared to be sometimes Rasa Manjari and sometimes Rag Manjari. When he was born in a village of the name Krishnapur, he was the son of Govardhan Majumdar. His uncle was Hiranya Majumdar, who at that time was the zamindar. He had possessed such great wealth. Srila Prabhupada explains that by today's standards, he would be considered a multi-billionaire. The Nawab Hussein Shah, who had conquered Bengal, trusted these two brothers so much because of their great piety and their immense wealth that he entrusted a whole section of his kingdom for them to rule as they liked. In this way, they spended extraordinary amounts of money just so the Vaishnavas could have complete freedom to worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna within their realm of control. They were very great devotees. And their family priest was Yadu Nandanacharya, and their spiritual master was Balaramacharya. Balaramacharya was a very dear and close associate of Sri Thakur Haridas. And Raghunath Das, from his very earliest childhood, would spend much time with Balaramacharya. He was always so much attracted to hear the glories of the Lord. And from time to time, by the nice association of Sri Balaramacharya, he was given the opportunity to meet with Srila Haridas Thakur. When he saw the intensity of the vows of Haridas, he would chant 300,000 names of Krishna every day before even taking a morsel of food or a drop of water. And he was constantly, with great ecstatic love, extolling the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath imbibed deep within his heart this mood of complete detachment, and his heart was simply yearning, longing for that auspicious day when he could surrender his body, his mind, his words, and his very life at the lotus feet of that great golden avatar, Sri Gauranga. He never had any interest in any of the wealth or pleasures that so abundantly surrounded him throughout his life. When he was a very young man, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Katwa, he accepted the order of sannyas. By the arrangement of Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya was brought to Shantipur, where he was residing at the house of Sri Advaita Acharya. At that time, Raghunath Das, knowing that Lord Chaitanya was close by, he was so much anxious to meet him. But his parents and his uncle were thinking, he is already so detached from material enjoyment. He is our only son. He is the sole heir to all of our fortune. And he is so beautiful with such attractive qualities. How will we live without him? If he meets Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is the great danger that following in the footsteps of this great sannyasi, he will give up everything. So they would not permit him to go. But Raghunath was so determined that somehow or other he escaped from his parents and he went to Santipur, and there he fell at the feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya accepted this young man as his own servant. He bestowed great blessings upon him. Raghunath served the Lord for about 10 days in Santipur. And when he returned to his home, he had absolutely no interest whatsoever in anything but giving his life to Lord Gaurasundar. His parents, seeing this dilemma, tried to do everything within their power to attract him to the things of the world. It is described that they not only made him the sole heir to all their fortune, but they married him to a very, very beautiful young lady who is the embodiment of all good qualities. Her physical beauty, her charm, her piety, her chastity. But Raghunath Das, he showed no interest. Some years later, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his South Indian tour, on his way to Vrindavan, he again stopped in Santipur, and Raghunath, with the permission of his parents, knowing that they could not stop him, they allowed him to go with many guards. And there he met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once again. He begged the Lord's permission to renounce everything and come to Jagannath Puri to serve him. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath that you should not renounce this world artificially. You should not be a Markata Vairagi. Practice the renunciation of a monkey. But for the time being, you should perform the activities that are just as a man who is very much attached to worldly life and family affairs. But in your heart, you should always keep your mind focused on the loving service of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. As a lady who is married but has a paramour other than her husband, she will serve her husband so carefully, so nicely, that the husband does not suspect what is within her mind. So Raghunath Das, after receiving the dust of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet upon his head and his loving embrace, he returned to Saptagram. And there he pretended to be just like a materialistic person. It is explained that at one time his father and uncle, they did not pay the government the amount of taxes that were due. They would collect about 2 million coins. They were supposed to give 1,500,000. But they only gave, they kept 300,000 extra. So one envious associate arrested Raghunath because he could not find the uncle. But Raghunath was so charming that every time he wanted to beat him, his heart melted. And Raghunath, playing the role of an expert diplomat, completely qualified in all affairs, he explained to this Turkish Chaudhari that my father and uncle and you are like brothers. Sometimes brothers fight, but after some time they become friends. And because of your relationship with them, you are like my father. And I am under your protection. Accepting you as a father, I appealed that you do not punish me, but you protect me nicely. You are a very great saintly person. You are very much well versed in the Quran. As a living saint, I honor you and request that you show your kindness to me. When this man, although his heart was very envious and crooked, when he heard the sweet words of Raghunath, his heart literally melted and tears began to run from his beard. And he said, "Yes, Raghunath, you are like my own son." And with great love in his heart, he released Raghunath and told him, "Ask your father and uncle. If they like, they could make some arrangement with me as far as payment." So in this way, for about a year, Raghunath lived. But his burning to see the Lord, his burning to serve the Lord unconditionally, with complete attention, was growing day by day within his heart. He became, at one time, it is explained, he became so indifferent to his material attachments or surroundings that he tried to escape to go to Jagannath Puri. But his parents, with their guards, they dragged him back. And again he tried to escape. And again they found him. And like a prisoner, they forcibly brought him home. And it became practically a daily affair that Raghunath Das would try to escape from home. And he was apprehended and forced to remain with his family. On one occasion, his mother, in great frustration, she said to the father that our son, what are we going to do? We need him. Perhaps we should take ropes and bind him so he cannot escape our home. And the father replied that he is already bound by the ropes of as much fortune as Indra, the king of heaven. He already has a wife who is so beautiful, so sweet and charming, like a denizen of heaven. If these things cannot keep him here, I am afraid nothing will keep him here. Our son has received the mercy of Lord Sri Gaurachandra, and therefore he has become a madman, and he has no attraction for material life. His father and uncle arranged that 24 hours a day he was under surveillance by guards. Raghunath would not even sleep in his home. He would sleep in the outer courtyard where the Durga Mandapa was present. It was about this time that Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati, which is not very far from Shaptagram. And Raghunath very much pleaded for the opportunity to see him. Raghunath Das knew that without receiving the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, there is no possibility of getting shelter of the feet of Lord Chaitanya. So his parents finally, they gave in and they allowed Raghunath to go, surrounded by many guards. When Raghunath saw Nityananda Prabhu sitting on the bank of the Ganges under a beautiful tree on a raised platform, he offered his obeisances from a distance. He felt himself so lowly because of his association with so many material people and so many material things. He considered himself literally the lowest of the low, too contaminated to even approach the all-pure personality of Godhead, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and his beloved associates. So from a distant place, With great, great humility, he offered his prostrated obeisances. One of the devotees told Nityananda Prabhu, "There is Raghunath. He is offering his obeisances from a distant place." Nityananda Prabhu, in a very merciful and joking way, he called out, "Raghunath, you are a thief. Like a thief, you are keeping a distance. You come here." But Raghunath was so shy, he would not come. So Nityananda Prabhu forcibly took Raghunath and placed his lotus feet upon his head. "Because you are a thief," he said, "you must be punished. I want you to feed all of my associates with chida, chipped rice, and dahi, yogurt." So Raghunath Das arranged the very, very famous Chida Dahi Utsav on the bank of the Ganges in the holy abode of Panihati. There he soaked large, large quantities of chipped rice, which he purchased at the nearby marketplaces. He soaked it in milk, and then half he soaked in yogurt and sugar and bananas, and the other half he soaked in condensed milk and a special type of banana and sugar and ghee and camphor. And he distributed to Nityananda Prabhu and all of his associates 2 pots of chipped rice being soaked in these ingredients. And soon so many pundits and so many Brahmins and so many devotees, they heard about this wonderful festival in the presence of Lord Nityananda, and they came to join. And then more and more people from the villages and the local villages nearby, they all came. Lord Nityananda Prabhu welcomed all that came with great care and respect. So many devotees he welcomed to sit on the raised platform with him. Soon, not only was the platform filled, but all the bank of the Ganges was filled until people had to actually sit within the water of the Ganges, each honoring their wonderful 2 preparations of chira and dahi. Nityananda Prabhu was so happy to see this wonderful, wonderful atmosphere that he made a seat for Lord Chaitanya and called him to come. And Lord Chaitanya in a transcendental form appeared there. And Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through the crowds, and each of them put a morsel of chipped rice from each clay pot in each other's mouth. And then they sat down to take. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu induced everybody to chant the holy names of Lord Hari and partake of this wonderful feast arranged by Sri Raghunath Das. Raghava Pandit appeared. He was very surprised and very happy to see what was happening. "Lord Nityananda Prabhu," he said, "you have promised to come to my house for prasad this afternoon, and all the preparations are waiting." But Nityananda Prabhu, in the mood of Balaram, he exclaimed that, "I am a cowherd boy, and I take great pleasure having lunch on the banks of the river with my friends." So Raghava Pandit arranged wonderful sweetmeats and other prasad to also be distributed. And there was a grand, grand feast. And afterwards, the direct remnants of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya were personally given by Nityananda Prabhu to Raghunath Das to partake. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored all the devotees with garlands and sandalwood as he was honored himself. And then he went to take his rest. That evening at the house of Raghava Pandit, there was a wonderful kirtan. Nityananda Prabhu first induced everyone to chant and dance, and then he himself began to dance. And when he danced, it was as beautiful as the dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would appear whenever Lord Nityananda performed his charming dance of devotion. So the two brothers danced together in wonderful kirtan. Although only special souls were able to see Lord Chaitanya's presence. After the kirtan, there was prasad. The next morning, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under that same tree on the bank of the Ganges, and Raghunath Das approached him and fell at his lotus feet. And with great humility, he exclaimed what a sinful fallen soul he was, so much entrapped by material bondage, and how his only wish and desire in life was to have all facility to renounce everything of this world and be exclusively engaged in the loving service of Lord Chaitanya. He exclaimed that Nityananda Prabhu's mercy was the supreme power that could relieve one of all material bondage, and that only by his mercy can one achieve the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and his loving service. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. And the spiritual master in the disciplic succession is the representative of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It is only by the precious blessings and mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and his representative that we can achieve the loving service of Lord Chaitanya and receive that most intimate and special mercy. Nityananda Prabhu, being very pleased with the humility and sincerity of Raghunath, he began to explain that, just see, he has so much wealth, such beautiful, beautiful opulence all around him, and his enthusiasm to serve the Lord is so great that he cares nothing for these things. What is so difficult for anyone to detach themselves, he has no attachment at all. He asked all the devotees to give their blessings to Raghunath Das. After the assembled Vaishnavas all bestowed their heartfelt blessings upon him, Sri Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das, and he exclaimed that very soon you will be delivered from the bondage of material world and all of your family life, and you will go to Jagannath Puri, and you will become the intimate confidential servant of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, he will put you under the care of Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, his own personal secretary. And in this way, you will achieve the perfection of life. When Raghunath heard this blessing, his heart was filled with gratitude and ecstatic love. Before he departed, he offered nice donation to Nityananda Prabhu through his secretary, as well as all the Vaishnavas through Raghava Pandit. and then he went to his home. At that time, his burning desire was uncontrollable. But still, every time he would try to escape, he was forcibly dragged back home. But one night, the family priest, Yadunandan Acharya, who was a disciple of Advaitacharya and a very dear friend of Vasudev Dutt, he came in the middle of the night and he told Raghunath Das that the priest that was worshipping the deity in his temple had left his duties, and he requested Raghunath Das to preach to that priest to resume his services. So because Raghunath was going with Yadunandan Acharya, who everyone trusted so dearly, he was not being heavily guarded on this mission. On the way, as they were walking, Raghunath explained to Yadunandan Acharya that you can rest, I can take care of this alone. So Yadunandan Acharya went to his home, and soon after, Raghunath Das saw this as the opportunity he had been longing for. He escaped into the jungles. In the darkness of the night, he began to walk and walk many, many miles. He came to the house of a cowherdsman, and he spent, after walking throughout an entire day nonstop without eating, he spent the night in the shed where the cows were kept. He took little milk. And then instead of going the main way to Jagannath Puri, knowing that his parents would certainly be searching for him, he went south instead of east. He decided to go indirectly, the long route, through so many small villages and dangerous jungles. In this way, Raghunath, completely fixed in consciousness on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with the anticipation of surrendering his life to the Lord, he traveled on. It took him 12 days to reach Jagannath Puri. And in those 12 days, he only ate a little bit on 3 days. It is explained that the next morning after he left, the parents were looking for Raghunath, but he was nowhere to be found. So they asked Yadunandan Acharya, and when they found out that he had allowed Raghunath to be to himself, they knew that he escaped. So they sent guards and messengers to the party of Bengali Vaishnavas who would travel every year to Puri for Rath Yatra, led by Sri Shivananda Sen. And they sent a letter, Shivananda Sen, we know Raghunath must be with you on your way to Puri. Please send him home. But when Shivananda Sen received this message, he told them that Raghunath has not come, we have not seen him. And when this message was brought back to the family of Raghunath, their hearts were broken in great anguish. Raghunath Das arrived in Jagannath Puri. And the first place he went was to the Gambhira, the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the time, Lord Chaitanya was sitting with his associates headed by Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Raghunath Das offered his most respectful obeisances. When Lord Chaitanya saw him, his heart was filled with great love. He lifted Raghunath and embraced him after placing his feet upon his head. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great love, he exclaimed that Raghunath, somehow or other, Krishna has rescued you from the bondage of all your material surroundings and your family life. Raghunath replied that I do not know who is Krishna. I only know that it is your causeless mercy that has rescued me from an abominable condition. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that materialistic life is like a ditch that people go to pass stool. And people too much attached to such life are like worms living in that stool. He explained that your father and uncle were very dear friends of my grandfather, Sri Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur. Therefore, sometimes a grandson can speak jokingly with his elders. So I will speak that your father and uncle, although they are devotees, they are Vaishnavas, they are not pure Vaishnavas because they still have too much attachment for material enjoyment. That deep ditch of family attachment where people go, material enjoyment, to pass stool, they are living like worms in that stool. And it is very, very, very difficult ever to be rescued from that situation. It is only by the causeless mercy of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Raghunath had not eaten. He was in a very, very difficult situation. So Lord Chaitanya told Swarup Damodar Goswami that I am hereby today entrusting Raghunath Das to you. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. He was with Lord Chaitanya practically 24 hours day and night as his own personal secretary, arranging his meals, his baths, massaging him, singing beautiful songs of Krishna to him, discussing Krishna Katha with him. Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath the most blessed service of being the servant, the assistant of his most confidential associate. And then he told Govinda that bring him to the sea to take his bath and give him nice, let him see Lord Jagannath, and then bring him back to take prasad. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he took prasad himself, he gave his own personal remnants to Raghunath Das. And every day for the next 5 days, Raghunath Das Goswami would take the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then one day, he did not come. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, where is Raghunath Das? And it was explained that Raghunath has now decided that to eat such nice food every day is not healthy for his spiritual life and detachment. So he has taken the ways of a beggar. At the Singhadwaram gate, which is the entrance to the temple of Jagannath, late at night, he would sit, and when the priests would come out and see such beggars, sometimes they would give some prasad of Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very satisfied to hear of the humility and the detachment of Raghunath Das. Meanwhile, the Rath Yatra took place, and Raghunath Das Goswami got to see the beautiful dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and meet all of his associates from all around. And when those associates returned to Bengal, the family of Raghunath inquired from Shivananda, saying, "Have you seen our son?" He said, "Yes. He is the very embodiment of detachment. He is the personal servant of the servant of Lord Gaurasundar. And his eyes are always filled with tears of love. He has become a beggar. He only wears the most discarded piece of cloth that is found in the street as his clothing. He hardly eats anything, and even then, it is what is begged." In this way, he is exhibiting the greatest degree of renunciation and detachment, and therefore he has become famous and loved by all the devotees of the Lord. When his family heard this, their hearts were broken. Knowing that they could never bring him back home, they sent Brahmin cooks and other servants with a large quantity of money to Jagannath Puri to serve Raghunath there. Raghunath rejected any service from any of them, but he decided to use that money for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. And twice a month he would arrange a wonderful feast and invite Lord Chaitanya to take it. This went on for some time, and then Raghunath was no longer inviting Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya inquired from his associate, Swarup Damodar, why this was. And it was explained that Raghunath was thinking that he is taking this money from very materialistic people to arrange this prasad for you, and all he was getting out of it actually was to fulfill the desire for his own prestige and fame. But actually he was feeling that you're just coming to eat this food only for his benefit, but actually you are not really appreciating it. So therefore, Raghunath at this time, now he is not even begging at the Singhadwaram gate, but he is going to the free kitchens and getting whatever scraps they give him. Lord Chaitanya said, "Why?" And Swarup Damodar Goswami explained that because he was thinking that being a beggar, he was looking at people in such a way, thinking, "What will I get from them?" And Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, this is true. Like a prostitute, looking at each person, thinking, what will I get from him? This person has given me something yesterday, what will he give me today? What will the next person give me? Who will give me?" So therefore, Raghunath has increased his detachment and his renunciation by simply accepting whatever scraps are given at the kitchens. In this way, Raghunath was increasingly pleasing the Lord, always immersed in the loving service of his devotees. Raghunath Das was so humble that he would never approach the Lord to speak anything directly, although he had all access. But whenever he had a question for Lord Chaitanya, he would always ask it through his own master, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. So one day, Swarup Damodar and Raghunath approached Lord Chaitanya. And Swarup Damodar spoke that Raghunath Das is asking you a question, that he has renounced everything of this world and he does not even know why. What are the duties of a man in the renounced order of life? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Gramya Katana Shunibe, Gramya Bharatana Kahi. That one who is in the renounced order of life should not speak of material subjects like ordinary people in the villages. He should not eat foods that are too palatable, and he should not wear opulent clothing. Amanima manadena. He explained that such a person should offer all respect to others and expect absolutely no respect from anyone. He should always chant the holy names of Krishna, and in his mind he should always worship Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And if you have any other questions, you can ask Swarup Damodar for details, because he knows these subjects much greater than me. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Mahaprabhu Bhakta Ganir Vairagya Pradhan, that renunciation is the basic principle which sustains the lives of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And seeing this renunciation, Lord Gaurachandra is very satisfied. After some time, Raghunath Das would not even beg the food from the kitchens. In the night, he would go to a place where the refuse was kept. It is explained that the prasad of Jagannath was sold in many shops in Puri Dham. And after 2-3 days, what prasad was not bought, it would start getting rotten and spoiled. So that was put in a pile near a gutter, and the Tailinga cows would eat whatever rice was salvageable, and what they even refused remained. Raghunath would very carefully collect that rice, spoiled rice rejected by the cows, and he would bring it to his residence, and he would wash it very carefully, and he would take the inner hard portion and mix it with some salt and eat that. Swarup Damodar, when he saw Raghunath eating this, he became very ecstatic and personally took that prasad and ate it with great joy. And when Lord Chaitanya heard what Raghunath was eating, he was so much feeling love to see the utter detachment of his devotee, that he personally came while Raghunath was taking his meal. And he said, "Raghunath, I have heard you are eating wonderful, wonderful prasad. Please give me some also." And Raghunath, being very shy, he did not know what to do. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcibly grabbed a handful of that prasad, and he placed a morsel in his mouth. And then he went and took more, and Swarup Damodar, not able to tolerate seeing his worshipable Lord eating this type of food, he stopped him. He said, "My Lord, this food is not fit for you." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exclaimed that, "I have eaten every type of Mahaprasad of Jagannath, but I have never tasted anything so delicious as what Raghunath is eating each day." Lord Chaitanya was tasting the spirit of detachment. But we should understand that Raghunath Das Goswami's detachment was all based on his exclusive desire to utilize every aspect of his life for the glorification and the service of Krishna. And his spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased with Raghunath Das that he gave him the most precious possession of his life. One great sannyasi of the name Shankarananda came from Vrindavan, and he offered Lord Chaitanya a beautiful stone from Govardhan Hill and a gunjamala, which Prabhupada said is a garland of conch shells. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for several years, worshipped that Govardhan Shila. And when he would go into ecstasies of love of Krishna, he would put that garland of conch shells around his neck, and he would press the Govardhan Shila sometimes to his heart, sometimes to his head. And it is explained that that Govardhan Shila was always moistened by the tears of love of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya saw that that Govardhan Shila was none different than the very body of the son of Nanda Maharaj, Sri Krishna. We understand that Lord Chaitanya, his heart was in the mood of the Mahabhav of Srimati Radharani, in separation from Krishna. And he was seeing this stone of Govardhan Hill as the body of Krishna himself. One time when he was holding this Govardhan Shila, he was in the mood of Sri Radharani. He was feeling such ecstatic love holding that Shila that Krishna in that form of that Shila melted, and the thumbprint of the Lord went into the Shila. And even today, we can see the thumbprint of Lord Chaitanya in this beautiful form of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pleased with the immense devotion of Raghunath Das, with his own personal hand, awarded the Govardhan Shila and the garland of conch shells to Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who accepted it with great love. Lord Chaitanya told him, "You should worship every day with water, and you should take 8 tulsi flowers, manjaris, with 1 tulsi leaf on each side of it, on the left and on the right. and you should offer. This is perfect worship, if it is done with a pure heart and great care. Raghunath Das began to carefully worship the Govardhan Shila, and he was feeling in his heart that by giving me this Shila, he has given me a place of residence at Govardhan Hill. And by giving me this garland of conch shells, he has given me the shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So fully satisfied by the causeless mercy he received, Raghunath constantly was glorifying the holy name of Krishna, constantly serving the Lord and his devotees. In this way, after some time, Swarup Damodar arranged for nice sweetmeat, sandesh, to be given to Raghunath every day to worship his Govardhan Shila. He also gave him a wooden platform and some cloth and a little water pot to utilize for his puja. And Raghunath gratefully accepted. So Raghunath Das Goswami for approximately 16 years lived in Jagannath Puri as the servant of the servant of the Lord. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. In the temple of Tota Gopinath, he entered the form of the deity and closed his final chapter of his earthly pastimes. After some time, unable to bear the separation of the Lord, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami also disappeared from this world. Swarup Damodar Goswami was none other than Lalita Sakhi in Krishna's Leela. The blow of separation from his two masters was so unbearable that Raghunath Das was plunged in an ocean of the grief of ecstatic separation. He did not know how he could go on living. So he resolved in his mind that he would go to Vrindavan, and there he would jump from the top of Govardhan Hill and end his life. The whole world was a dreary void, bereft of the personal service of Sri Swarup Damodar and Sri Mahaprabhu. So with an aggrieved heart, he traveled to Brajbhumi. And there he went to Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. He surrendered at their lotus feet. And then he asked for their blessings to commit suicide. But Rupa and Sanatana were so happy to see him, so happy to be with him. They told him that you are the personal secretary of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He took very careful notes of all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. And Raghunath assisted him. And he knew whatever Swarup Damodar knew of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das was the only person in the world who was living, who had the realizations and experience to narrate those pastimes. So Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami, they urged Raghunath that you stay with us. You live with us as our third brother, and you narrate the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on their order, Raghunath Das remained in Vrindavan. And how he lived there is a great wonder. It is explained by Kaviraj Goswami that he followed the regulative principle so strictly, like the lines in stone, which can never be erased by any condition. Every day, he would offer his obeisances to at least 2,000. He offered his obeisances at least 2,000 times to the Vaishnavas. He offered his obeisances at least 1,000 times to the Lord. He would chant minimum of 1 lakh of holy names of Krishna every day. While living in Vrindavan, at least 3 hours every day, he would narrate the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya to the devotees. 3 times a day through all seasons, he would take his bath in the holy waters of Sri Radha Kund. He was immersed in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord 22.5 hours a day. He would sleep at the most 1.5 hours, and sometimes he was so engrossed in his bhajan that even that was impossible. He came to the state where he was only eating a few drops of buttermilk every day or two. In this way, the standard of Raghunath Das's detachment and his love for the Lord revealed the great opulence of bhakti. His eyes were always filled with tears of separation from his beloved Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. It is explained that while he was living on the banks of Radha Kund, he would just sit and do his bhajan. And one day, Sanatana Goswami was coming to visit him. And as he was approaching, he saw Raghunath completely immersed in chanting the names of Krishna. And 2 tigers were drinking water from Radha Kund. And as they were drinking, they were just beside Raghunath Das. And Sanatana Goswami noticed that all at once Krishna appeared to protect Raghunath Das from these dangerous tigers. Sanatana Goswami, after the tigers had left and Krishna disappeared, he told Raghunath that this is not good, that you are chanting the names of the Lord, begging the Lord to engage in his service, and you are doing it in such a way that the Lord has to come to you to serve you and protect you. It is also said, that story is from Bhakti Ratnakar, it is also explained that on another occasion, when Sanatana was coming by Radha Kund, he saw Raghunath Das Goswami sitting in the noonday sun, so completely aloof from material conditions or conceptions, chanting and chanting, and the sun was burning so hot that Srimati Radharani personally stood behind Raghunath, and with her own cloth of her sari, she shaded his head, although she was perspiring profusely in the service of her devotee. After she had left Sanatana Goswami, he felt it was his duty to chastise Raghunath Das as his superior. But how? Vrindavaneshwari, the goddess of Vrindavan, our supreme most worshipable object, Srimati Radhika, you are accepting service from her. This is not good. You should build a kutir in which you can sit and you can do your bhajan and completely engross your prayers in serving Krishna and not create a disturbance for Krishna to come and serve you. So it was arranged that a bhajan kutir be erected, a simple residence for Raghunath on the banks of Sri Radha Kund. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally discovered Radha Kund. At that time, they were just two paddy fields. One day, Raghunath Das was thinking that wouldn't it be nice if these paddy fields could be excavated into beautiful kunds? But then he was thinking, but to do that will take a lot of money, and I don't have money, nor do I desire money. So he felt very bad that he even thought that. And he went on with his bhajan. Meanwhile, one very, very wealthy man went to Badrikashram. He decided he would give all of his wealth to Badrinath at the temple there. So he offered his wealth to the deity of Badri Vishal. And that night, in Badrinath, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared to that wealthy man and told him that you should give all of this money to Raghunath Das Goswami for the excavation of Radha Kund in Vrindavan. So this wealthy man came down from Badrinath and he approached Raghunath Das and he told him that this is the Lord's wish that I give you this money to excavate Shamakund and Radhakund. So Raghunath Das Goswami very happily accepted the proposal and he arranged for the excavation of the two kunds. Radhakund was first excavated into beautiful square form. And then they began the excavation of Shamakund. And one night, Maharaj Yudhisthira appeared in a dream to Raghunath Das Goswami and told him that myself and my four brothers are living as trees, doing bhajan, meditating on the Leela of Radha and Krishna. He showed him which trees. He told him, please do not cut us down. So the next day, Raghunath, first thing in the morning, he explained to the excavators, you cannot cut down these five trees. Therefore, Shamakund was not, they were not able to make it square. But it is a oblong shape to protect the Pandavas in their meditation on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. The mood of Sri Raghunath Das's bhajan at Radha Kund is the supreme essence of the highest form of devotional service. He was completely immersed throughout the day and the night in his original swarup of the loving service of Radha and Krishna and separation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time when he was serving the Lord, he was given the remnants of rice cooked in milk. And he ate it. And then the next day, of course, this was in his mind, this was in his meditation. The next day, he had terrible, terrible disease of the stomach. And nobody knew what to do with him. It was very severe. So Vitthalnath, who was the son of Sri Ballabhacharya, who lived at Govardhan. He was worshipping Srinathji on the top of the mountain. He worshipped Raghunath Das, and he brought some doctors. And the doctors, Kavirajas, they checked Raghunath. They said, this is very serious. He is suffering indigestion because he has eaten too much rice and milk. And Vitthalnath said, what? You, this is not a correct diagnosis. It is not possible. Raghunath Das never eats anything like this. He only takes a few drops of buttermilk every few days. And Raghunath said, no, actually, it is true. In my mind, in my dream, I accepted from the hands of the Lord. So then he was treated, and he became all right. So this was the standard of his meditation. After Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan left the world, it only increased the ecstasy of the separation of Raghunath Das. In fact, after Rupa and Sanatan left, the anguish of love and separation became so intense, it reached its summit. How he survived was only due to his constant thought of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. At one time, he would only take just a little buttermilk in a little cup. So he had a servant of the name Das, who was a Brijbasi from a local village. This story is from Bhakti Ratnakar. And Das was thinking that my Guru Maharaj, he just takes one little leaf of buttermilk every few days. If I could get a bigger leaf, then he will drink more buttermilk. So one day when he was herding the cows, he came to a place called Saki Stali, which is the village of Chandravali. And he saw big, big leaves. So he, certain kind of leaf, shaped as a cup. So he brought this big leaf cup with buttermilk. And Raghunath Das Goswami asked, Das, where did you get this leaf? He said, I got it from Saki Stali. So this was the meditation of Raghunath. He was always absorbed in Radha and Krishna's Leela. He took that leaf and the buttermilk and he threw it. He said, never bring me anything from Saki Stali. Never even go there. Because that is the place of Chandravali. And she is always trying to take Krishna away from my Radharani. I will not accept anything from her village. Raghunath Das Goswami lived on the banks of Radhakund. And Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shamananda, when they came to Vrindavan, they would regularly go to Raghunath Das at Radhakund to receive his blessings. This beautiful story, how he embraced Srinivas Acharya and how Srinivas Acharya was so much immersed in ecstatic love receiving the blessings of Raghunath Das. Before taking the Goswami's literatures to Bengal, Srinivas, Narottam, and Shamananda approached Raghunath Das and begged for his blessings. And with tears in his eyes, he blessed them that their mission would be a success for the pleasure of their guru and the Lord. It was in Brajbhumi that Raghunath would narrate the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya each day. And one of the persons who attended each and every one of his discourses with great humility and submissive reception was Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, whose disappearance day it is also today. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, after hearing from Raghunath Das the most authoritative version of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he was asked by the Vaishnavas to compile what he had heard from Raghunath in a book. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, even in his old age, in his late 90s, he was an invalid. Depending on the mercy of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, he compiled the most important of all spiritual literatures for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So on this very holy and auspicious day, we honor and worship these great personalities. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, I think time has ended. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was the son of Tapan Mishra. When Lord Chaitanya was in Bengal, East Bengal, before he revealed to anyone his mission of spreading the glories of the Sankirtan movement, before he received initiation in Gaya from Ishwarapuri, while he was still in the leela of being a great teacher of grammar, he went to Bengal and made so many thousands of students. Just the day he was leaving, he was sitting on the bank of the Padma River, and a very, very sincere and pure-hearted Brahmin approached him and fell at his feet. He explained to him confidentially that throughout my life I have been studying all the scriptures and meeting so many saintly persons, but I could never understand who is the supreme object of worship and what is the process of developing pure devotion to him. But last night in a dream, a celestial personality appeared to me and told me that supreme object of worship, Krishna himself, has appeared as Nimai Pandit. He is in the guise of a grammar teacher. And you go and you surrender to him, and all of your desires will be fulfilled. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him after accepting his surrender. He told him, you should always worship Krishna. You should always think of Krishna. And the way and the means of doing that is by always chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Now you go to Kashi and you move to that place, and in the near future I will come to visit there and I will explain any other questions you may have. So Tapan Mishra became a pure unalloyed devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he moved to Kashi. And he had a beautiful son named Raghunath Bhattacharya. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his way to Vrindavan, he came to Kashi and he spent some days there. And it was at that time that Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar served the Lord with great devotion. And Raghunath Bhat, who was just a young child, became the Lord's personal servant. He would massage the Lord's feet. He would serve him in every possible menial way. And in this way, he received the Lord's very, very special mercy. He became very beloved associate of the Lord. That was the time when Lord Chaitanya defeated Prakashananda Saraswati and all of the Mayavadi sannyasis of Varanasi. So the Lord told Raghunath Bhatta that your parents are pure devotees. You should serve them very carefully and always chant the names of Krishna and always hear his glories. So he spent his whole life dedicated to fulfilling that instruction of Lord Chaitanya. After some years, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, Tapan Mishra and his holy wife requested Raghunath Bhat that you should go to visit the Lord. And they prepared wonderful preparations of bhoga, and they gave it to Raghunath Bhat to deliver to the Lord in Puri. So with their permission and blessings, he began to travel. And on his way, he had one servant, one assistant, one very famous scholar of the name Ramdas Vishwas, who was very learned and was considered a great Vaishnav, because day and night he would chant the glories of Lord Ramchandra. So Ramdas Vishwas met with Raghunath Bhat. He was actually, Ramdas was one of the secretaries for the king. He was a very wealthy man, but he renounced everything. He retired and he decided to go to Jagannath Puri for the rest of his life. So they met on the way, and Ramdas, he approached Raghunath Bhat and said, "Please, let me join you, but one request, I want to carry your bags on my head." And Raghunath Bhat said, "No need for this. We will go together happily, hearing the glories of Lord Ram." But Ramdas insisted. And all the way to Puri, he carried the bags of Raghunath Bhat Goswami, and all the way, 24 hours, day and night, he was chanting the names and glories of Lord Ram. So when they arrived in Jagannath Puri, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received Raghunath Bhatta with great affection. Raghunath Bhat offered his prostrated obeisances, and the Lord picked him up and embraced him. And he inquired, "How is your father? How is your mother? How is Chandrasekhar? How are the devotees in Kashi?" And he gave all reports, and he gave nice prasad. In this way, there was an intimate exchange. Ramdas Vishwas came and offered his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya gave him no special mercy at all. Because the Lord, who is in the heart of every living being, knows our innermost desires. And he understood that this Ramdas Vishwas, through his chanting of Ram's name day and night, he desired to become one with Ram, to become liberated in mukti. And the Lord is not pleased in any way by this impersonalistic ambition. But anyways, Ramdas settled in Puri and he taught Shastra there. Raghunath Bhatta, in the meanwhile, became personal servant of Lord Chaitanya. He would cook for Lord Chaitanya. And it is explained that when Raghunath Bhatta cooked, everything he cooked tasted sweet like nectar. And he would also massage the Lord's feet and his legs. And he received such special blessings of Lord Chaitanya. He would sing for the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya instructed him after 8 months of engaging him in his personal service that you should go back to Kashi because your parents are very old and you should serve them very carefully for the rest of their lives because they are pure devotees. And while you are there, you should always chant the name of Krishna and you should learn and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a pure devotee of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya told him to serve his parents principally because his parents were great Vaishnavas. And any great Vaishnavas we have intimate relationships with, we should be very anxious to serve, especially because they were old and becoming helpless. He also told him to study Bhagavatam, but with a pure devotee, not with a scholar or from a professional reciter. And then he told Raghunath Bhat, do not marry. And Srila Prabhupada elaborates that Raghunath Bhat was doing very well. He was a very, very sincere devotee. He was not attached to the things of this world. So Lord Chaitanya commanded him not to get married. And Prabhupada explains that marriage is generally a concession for people who are not able to detach themselves properly from material sense gratification. But for those who take to marriage life out of necessity or out of duty, they must be very careful because there are so many facilities for sense enjoyment. There are so many opportunities to become endlessly attached to wife, children, and property. And once you become attached like this, spiritual advancement becomes very slow and practically nil, as Prabhupada explains. So he told Raghunath Bhat, do not marry. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami went back to Kashi, and for 4 years he served his parents. And just as his parents were on the last moments of life, completely immersed in thinking of Lord Krishna Chaitanya, chanting the holy names of Lord Gauranga, with tears of love in their eyes, they instructed Raghunath, you should go to Puri, you have our blessings. And there, take shelter of the service of the Lord. And with the name of Krishna on their lips, they gave up their lives in the holy city of Kashi. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami went back to Jagannath Puri. And there for 8 months again, he served the Lord with great care in his loving association. And then Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Bhatta that you should go to Vrindavan. And there you should join Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis and you should assist them. Always chant the names of Krishna. Each day recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way you will achieve the perfection of life in their association. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami went to Vrindavan and actually the first time Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Bhatta to go take care of his parents, he took off his own tulsi neck beads and gave them to Raghunath to wear. Not to wear, but to keep. And the second time when he sent him to Vrindavan, he gave him a garland of tulsi leaves that he personally would wear, and some unspiced betel prasad of Lord Jagannath. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami very carefully preserved them for that we would last throughout his life. And he cherished them as the mercy and the gift of the Lord. So when he went to Vrindavan, he became like an intimate, confidential brother and associate of Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami's. He assisted them and served them in every possible way. It is explained that he would sometimes cook for the Goswamis. He would cook for Krishna. He assisted Rupa Goswami by worshipping Radha Govinda Dev. He would cook delicious preparations for Radha Govinda Ji. Raghunath Bhatta would chant the Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the day each day. And he would chant it with so much devotion. And he chanted with such sweetness that every verse he would chant in three or four different ragas. And anyone who heard it, their hearts would melt in ecstatic love. He was a very powerful preacher. And he had many very, very great disciples. And one of his disciples, he arranged to build the Govinda Dev temple for Radha Govindaji. Man Singh, one great general under King Akbar. And he also arranged beautiful gifts for Govinda Dev. Kaviraj Goswami explains, especially he gave him a beautiful flute and earrings shaped like sharks. In this way, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami lived. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that he would never find fault in any Vaishnava. He would never criticize a devotee. And he would never care to hear of any of the mistakes or faults that a devotee may have. Even if a devotee had faults, he would never hear of it, he would never look at it, he would never speak of it. As far as he was concerned, anyone who is a devotee of Krishna is worshipable, and we should simply worship them. Srila Prabhupada explains that sometimes when we're preaching, we actually have to criticize and point out faults to correct people. But Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was in the mood by the arrangement of the Lord of being such a Mahabhagavat that he would simply sing the glories of the devotees and simply see the good qualities of the Vaishnavas. In this way, his standard of pure devotional service was of the highest, most exemplary behavior. Devotional behavior. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita how he came to Vrindavan. Associates of Nityananda Prabhu was visiting his home. And the priest of the temple was worshipping the Lord but offered no hospitality to this great associate of Miniketana Ramdas. So knowing that it was actually an offense against Lord Nityananda himself, because if you offend the representative, you offend the Lord he represents. Miniketana Ramdas playfully broke his flute and left that place. Sometimes when people would offer obeisances to Miniketana Ramdas, he would jump on their back. He was in the mood of a cowherd boy. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and his brother had an argument after this. Because his brother told him, I have complete faith in Lord Chaitanya, but I have no faith in Nityananda Prabhu. And Kaviraj Goswami explained, you cannot have faith in Lord Chaitanya without Nityananda Prabhu. You cannot approach Lord Chaitanya without faith in Nityananda Prabhu. It is like the philosophy of half of a hen. Anyways, he defended the glories of Nityananda with great devotion. And that night in a dream, Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a beautiful form of a cowherd boy, holding a beautiful golden stick with a bluish complexion, with all beautiful cowherd boys all around him, with his eyes intoxicated in love, chanting the holy name of Krishna. He pointed in the direction of Vrindavan, and he told Raghunath, or he told Kaviraj Goswami, that go to Vrindavan and there you will achieve all the fulfillments of your desires. So upon waking up, without even considering, even though he was very old, he just left everything, he took nothing, and he started walking to Vrindavan. And Krishnadas Kaviraj explains that it is only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that I have achieved the holy land of Vrindavan. It is only by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu that I have achieved the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. And there he lived for many, many, many long years. It is explained when Janava Devi came to Vrindavan, she was told that Raghunath Das wanted to meet her so much, but he was in separation from Lord Chaitanya and from Rupa and Sanatan. He could not possibly walk to Vrindavan. So she came all the way to Radhakund just to meet Raghunath Das Goswami. And Krishnadas Kaviraj was living beside Raghunath Das. They have, if you go to Radhakund, Shamakund, their bhajan kutirs are only a few steps apart. So Kaviraj Goswami ran, I don't know if he ran, but he went to Raghunath Das and told him that Janava Devi has come to meet you. So these two great souls greeted the eternal consort of Nityananda Prabhu. They both bowed down at her lotus feet and surrendered to Nityananda Prabhu's merciful representative, Sri Janava Devi. So in this way they lived together at Radhakund, and it was there on the banks of Radhakund that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he explains how he began this work at such an old age. He had rheumatism. Prabhupada said all sorts of the inconveniences of old age were upon his body. How his hand shaking could even write. He explains that I am not writing this book. It is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, that is writing this book through me. What a great miracle. Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, they lived lives which none of us can possibly comprehend or imitate. All we could do is just long and pray for some granules of dust from the lotus feet of the servants of the servants of their servants, so that we could also receive the supreme mercy of the Lord. So it is very wonderful that Sri Radhakund, Haribo, the samadhis of all three of them are in one small temple compound. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Their samadhis are all together in one little temple, and they all disappeared on the same day. Different years, but the same day of this Dwadasi. So today we are celebrating this very auspicious day. I think we should end class by singing the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas, and then we will honor Srila Prabhupada Guru Puja.
Jeha nilo prema dana karuna prachu. Prabhu kota gela achaya thaku.
Eta Prabhu kota gela achaya
thaku. Kahamura swarup rupa kaha sanatana. Kaha dasa raghu nata atita pavana. Kaha dasa raghu nata patita pavana. Kaha mora bhata yuga kaha kavira ja. Kaha mora bhata yuga kaha kavira ja. Eka kole kota gela goranatha ra.
Eka kole kota gela goranatha
ra. Phasane kuthi bho mata anale pashibo. Koranga gunera nidhi kota gele pabo. Se sabha sangira sange je koilo vila. Se sangana paya khande naro thamora premadana karuna prachu heno prabhu kotha gela achaya thaku
personality who delivered the treasure of prema bhakti, who was so intense with compassion, where is such a personality to be found as Srinivasa Acharya? Where are the saviors of the fallen souls? Where is my Swarup Damodar? And where are Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami? Where is Raghunath Das to be found? Where am I, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta Goswamis? Where am I to find Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj now? All at once they have gone to join Lord Gauranga, the great dancer. To reach such a perfect personality as Lord Chaitanya, I can only break my head against the stone in the anguish of separation. They have all gone off together in their own Leela pastimes. Narottam Das Thakur says, unable to obtain their association, I must simply weep. Srila Prabhupada ki.